Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good morning, everybody. It is your daily crypto news for Friday, March 29th, 2024. My name is Matt, and as soon as we finished the podcast yesterday, Sam Bankman-Fried got sentenced. It was up to 50 years. He got 25. I know we all know that already, but what do you think of that? 25 years for billions of dollars of fraud, stealing from customers. And before we get into Asia Focus, you know I'm going to give my opinion. 25 years for the possibility of being a billionaire. Here's the thing. I think that the biggest consequence of this is the risk reward. This is what we're signaling here, is that if you try to make an exchange, people give you their money in good faith. They think that their money or crypto or whatever is stored on your exchange. And what you do is you use their funds to live a great lifestyle, a lavish lifestyle, sponsor stadiums and sponsor ball teams and live in a house, a penthouse, you know, millions of dollars, a penthouse with all your friends and live it up, that the reward could be that you get away with it. And honestly, Sam Bankman-Fried could have. He absolutely could have continued this if it wasn't for CZ saying he's going to sell a major stake in his FTT tokens and put those on the market. And then that sparking everybody else to sell off and realizing that FTX was insolvent, then he could have actually perpetuated this for a long time. In hindsight, everybody's going, hey, you had a successful exchange. You were making money hand over fist on fees. So why didn't you just do that and knock off all the bullshit? He could have done that. And so what is this showing everybody? As you can see, I'm not happy with 25 years because he is 32 years old, 25 years. He's 57 when he comes out. He's probably going to come out like 16 years, good behavior, come out, write a book or go on some tours or whatever he's going to do. He's going to come out a multimillionaire after billions of dollars of fraud. And again, like I said, what is this signaling? Let me try to be a scammy piece of crap. Let me try to cheat people out of their money. In the potential, I could be a billionaire for what, 25 years? How many 22-year-olds would take that? I mean, you have a choice. Okay, I can go and get a job at Five Guys for $16.82 an hour. That's what they're paying over here, $16.82 an hour. Or I can try to make a crypto exchange and defraud everybody out of money, make millions, if not billions of dollars, and maybe get away with it. And if I don't, I'm out at 47 years old and I write a book about it. I don't know. This is my opinion on it. I say more on the weekly roundup on Substack. So if you are on Substack and you're a comped or paid subscriber, you can listen to our weekly roundup with Sarah and myself. And last thought on this is, like, if you murder somebody, like premeditated, full on, like walking to somebody's house and kill them and plan on killing somebody, you're going to get 25 to life, right? 25 years for killing one person. How many people probably died because they lost all of their wealth, all of their savings in FTX, and they just deleted themselves? Because of Sam's practices and Caroline Ellison and everybody else involved, how many people probably took their own life? I'm going to say it's probably more than one. At least somebody had all of their savings in FTX and probably deleted themselves. So why isn't he getting charged for that? If you go kill somebody, you get 25 years. This person, directly responsible for robbing people of all of their savings, probably a couple people committed suicide because of that, and he's just getting 25 years. absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. But I do want your opinion. Matt@dailycryptonews.net or send me a DM on Substack. Let's get into Asia Focus.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Asia Focus, a weekly section of Daily Crypto News. I'm Sarah. March has already passed. Thank you so much for your support. All right, let's go. South Korean authorities in Busan have apprehended two individuals for defrauding a senior citizen of $4.1 million. That's about 5.5 billion won through promises of lucrative cryptocurrency investments. The Haeundae police station detained a pair in their 20s and 30s, and this duo allegedly convinced the victim to invest 1 billion won monthly between September 2022 and December 2022, assuring returns of 70%. The victim transferred a total of 5.5 billion won across six transactions to the scammers, who provided falsified balance certificates as supposed evidence of the investments. These documents purportedly showed cryptocurrency holdings worth 20 billion won, despite none of the victim's funds being used for actual crypto trading. The fraudsters also presented fake balance sheets and real estate contracts during the scam. While the police have successfully detained the perpetrators, details regarding the recovery of the stolen funds have not yet been disclosed. This is like the Bernie scam. I mean, in crypto, if you don't do things yourself, I'd say you're out. But I could imagine the victim was quite old, I guess, given that it says it was a senior citizen. But my goodness, $4 million worth of scam. I mean, you have to really do the stuff for yourself in crypto. That's the whole point of crypto too. Your key, your crypto, not your key, not your crypto. Following up on the journey to crack down this phantom crypto exchange, Bitforex, the Securities and Futures Commission in Hong Kong started listing suspicious platforms on its website and formed a working group with Hong Kong police. In this list, we have MEXC, Bybit, a well-known crypto exchange in the market. They are warned to be the crypto platform actively promoting its service to Hong Kong investors despite the lack of their proper license. Officials also rolled out a public education campaign. The Kowloon metro station shows two scam warnings side by side. One was the SFC's standard poster about using unlicensed platforms. The other was a Hong Kong Monetary Authority boss rapping about phone scams with a popular local singer. Meanwhile, the authorities are working with their counterparts in Cambodia, Myanmar, and the Philippines to root out organized crime compounds, where the online swindles originate. On March 14, hundreds of people were arrested at a scam compound in the Philippines following a tip from someone who had escaped the facility. Cambodian officials arrested more than 450 people in a raid in Sihanoukville on March 9th and 10th. Web3 development platform CrossMint announced its expansion into Japan through collaboration with blockchain network Astar and venture Hakuhodo Key 3. The partnership aims to accelerate enterprise adoption of Web3 services in Japan built on the Astar blockchain. CrossMint will provide its developer tools and expertise to simplify integrations with Astar for major Japanese companies, saving millions in development costs. They have a significant track record on providing Web3 infrastructure already, with companies like Microsoft, Etihad Airways, Johnny Walker, AC Milan in their portfolio. And CrossMint is not the only one who's taking steps towards Japan. We've seen Circle and Pyth also looking to expand. Binance users in the Philippines are scrambling to withdraw their money from the crypto exchange as regulators block access to the website. The rush followed an announcement on Tuesday that the Securities and Exchange Commission in the Philippines had formally requested the nation's telecommunications regulator to block Binance. Wow. As a result, vendors on the Binance P2P marketplace are pricing Tether's USDT at a 5 to 7% discount as they try to liquidate their inventories. In November, the Philippines SEC warned the public against using Binance because it was an unlicensed investment platform. Regulators criticized the exchange for relying on a legion of salesmen, brokers, dealers, agents, representatives, promoters, recruiters, influencers, endorsers and enablers, etc. There are many, many names to promote Binance, and these were the target. The SEC said these agents could face up to 21 years in prison and a fine of 5 million pesos, which is around $90,000. It's not easy time for Binance these days, for sure. Like we tackled in our this week's roundup, Binance is in a tough place everywhere in the world. Everybody but Binance is enjoying the bull market. That's all for today.
Moving into some other news, and we have more on the Binance Nigeria hostage situation. One of the executives that was detained in Nigeria has sued the government for violating his fundamental human rights. Well, no shit, of course. Why not? This person, this executive's name is Tigran Gambaran. Gambaran said that he was in Nigeria at the invitation of the ONSA and the EFCC to discuss Binance's activity in the country. The ONSA is the Office of National Security Advisor, and the EFCC is the Economic Financial Crimes Commission. He said the only reason for his detention is because the government is requesting information from Binance and making demands on the company. So basically, a ransom hostage situation. On the terms of the court order, the EFCC was permitted to detain the pair without charges for 14 days, which is absolutely crazy. And by the time that 14 days expired, they gave an extension. And as you know, earlier this week, Nadim Anjarwalla, another executive that's there, fled the country. He escaped custody. He was like, hey, you know what? I gotta go pray at the mosque over there. I'm Muslim. And so he went to go pray and just dipped out, apparently. So now I guess Tigran is in custody in Nigeria. Nadim is out, who knows, climbing the mountains of some African country, escaping the Nigerian police that are chasing him or on his tail. I have no clue, but this is wild. And yes, of course, you're violating his fundamental human rights if you get an invitation to a country and then they put you in jail or put you in custody for 2 weeks. Absolutely. Bitwise filed an application with the SEC to offer a spot Ethereum ETF. In recent months, asset managers like BlackRock, Grayscale, VanEck, they have all filed proposals with the SEC to launch their Ethereum spot ETFs. As you know, they've been denied a couple times already. The last round, the last opportunity for an approval is in May. There's a lot of sentiment about if this is going to get approved or not. Eric Balchunas, he said that, yeah, the odds of the ETF approval by the main deadline are down to about 35%. And I get all the reasons why they should be approved, and I personally believe they should, but all the signs, sources that were making us bullish 2.5 months out for a Bitcoin spot ETF are not there for an Ethereum ETF. Note, 35% is not zero. Still, James Seifert, he said that my cautiously optimistic attitude for an ETH ETF has changed from the recent months. We now believe that it will ultimately be denied May 23rd for this round. The SEC hasn't engaged with issuers on Ethereum specifics, exact opposite of Bitcoin ETFs this fall. And that is exactly what I was going to say, because according to the new S1 registration filed by Bitwise, the proposed Bitwise Ethereum Trust would hold Ethereum and stake portions of the fund's assets through trusted staking partners to earn additional rewards. That's why it's going to fail. That is exactly why it's going to fail. For two reasons. Number one is because they're adding different things in there and the SEC is not coming out and saying, no, we're going to do this. You have to tweak this. You have to put it here. You have to do it there. And this is the thing. They're just basically throwing stuff out of the wall. It's like spaghetti to see if it sticks, to see if it's done. And it's not sticking. And if you remember, going into the spot Bitcoin ETF, there was a lot of communication between the SEC and these issuers because they were trying to figure out how this is going to work. This is not one of them. We don't know what staking means. We don't know if it's brokerage. We don't know if it's custodial. We don't know how the rewards are getting paid, who's holding. None of that is really being flushed out by the SEC, and only one company is doing this. Therefore, 100% failure and 100% denial. The other reason is that, remember, when it came to Bitcoin, they're like, look, we're going to approve this thing, but we have to have extra caution and extra care when it comes to Bitcoin. That's why we're going to sell everything at the end of the day. That's why it has to be backed by real Bitcoins held in a real company by a real person. And so all of that was checked. It was like, check, check, check. So you had Coinbase. You're settling everything into Bitcoin at 5 p.m. after the day's trading. And all those Bitcoins were held on Coinbase one-to-one. None of that's being talked about with Ethereum. So this is not going to happen. I'm sorry, everybody. Your ETF, your Ethereum ETF is not happening in May. And I will put my money on it. You want to debate me? Please do. Matt@dailycryptonews.net. Now, let's talk about how much money we did not get with dog, whiff, hat in today's crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
And the time is 10:37 a.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Fear greed's at 87. We are extremely greedy. And I just want everybody to know that dog, whiff, hat. Yes, it's the Solana meme coin, another doggy meme coin. When Bitcoin spot ETF hit the markets, it was trading at just over 10 cents. It was around 11, 12 cents, bounced around there, maybe around 10, depending on the time of day. And if you took 100 grand and you put it into dog whiff hat, you would have about $4 million today. I just wanted you guys to know that. I wanted you to know that dog whiff hat just made a slew of millionaires, and I hope you're one of them, but you're probably not. Why? Because don't buy dog whiff hat. But if you did, you would be extremely rich right now, which really just pisses me off because this is, we're in the extremely greedy FOMO hour of the day. But it's like, I would have never, ever put a significant amount of money into dog whiff hat. And even if it was like $2,000 and it went up as much, right? Two times 40, what is that? 80 grand? 80 grand. You would have like 80 grand from $2,000. That's absolutely insane. But I would never do that. It's dog whiff hat. This is what you're going to get into. And I want everybody to understand this feeling, this emotion right now. But I want you to feel that, because you're going to feel that over and over and over again through this bull. And it doesn't feel good. And even though it doesn't feel good, even though you're FOMOing, even though you know that if I just, or I could have, it was the wrong move to make. Not financial advice, but it would have been the wrong move to put $100,000. Into dog whiff hat. You know it. I know it. Even though we regret it. Bitcoin is sitting at $70,365, down 1.4% in 24. Ethereum is at $3,548, down 1.4%. Teller's number three, Binance is at 618, up 5.5%. And Solana is up 0.5% at 187. Right off the top 10, we have XRP, USDC, Dogecoin, 21.7 cents, down 1%. Cardano and Avalanche. Total market cap is pretty much even, 2.66 trillion. A Bitcoin dominance of 52.0. And an ETH dominance of, that's 16.0. So 52 and 16. That was our show today. I hope everybody has a great day. I will see you on Monday. And until then, happy hodling, everyone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, From local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.